This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Yes, as promised yesterday, the Ides of March are upon us. You know, the Ides of March, or the Ides of May, actually, are upon us. Unless you want to lose a couple of live months in your life. No, it is actually, yes, this is not a time warp, not a time machine. This is a machine based on energy, what you need to know, and then conversation about what is behind the scenes, or at least what we think is behind the scenes. So let's get started with our panel of experts. Jennifer Horn is an expert. Victoria Keevan is an expert. Kara Schillen is learning how to be an expert. She's getting there. And I have always been a learner, so I'm getting there as well. All right, so Victoria, what do we have that's pressing?
Well, Israel seems to be top of mind for the international community right now after 58 people were killed, including a baby, in the protests in Gaza, where Israeli soldiers met rocks thrown by Palestinians with live ammunition. So this, of course, has created essentially two teams in the international community. The U.S. has joined Israel in blaming Hamas for the death, saying that the Israeli military had no choice and that the terrorist group had attempted armed violence under the cover of demonstrations, and innocent people were killed as a result.
What's Turkey the proof of that? Is there proof?
I don't know. That's just what the U.S. and Israel are saying. On the other side, Turkey and South Africa are aligning with Palestinians. Boris Johnson from the U.K. said that we understand that some have been provoking that violence, but on the other hand, there has to be restraint when using live rounds. And then the U.N. is kind of taking a middle stance on this, saying that, of course, they're appalled by the deadly violence that Israeli forces used, and they said that it is Israel's right to defend its borders according to international law. However, lethal force should only be used as a last resort, and that it was not justified by Palestinians approaching the Gaza fence. So lots of opinions around this. And, of course, today will be 58 funerals and a day of mourning in for Palestine. What a mess.
It's really hard because some of them were lobbing pipe bombs over the fence, and three of them were actually caught trying to plant a bomb at the fence.
Yeah.
And it must be really difficult, and I always kind of put myself in that position where Israel has said, okay, don't climb the fence, and then you have a bunch of protesters who maybe are out there protesting and trying to make a point, and that's all they're trying to do, and they're caught up in all the craziness and the chaos of the people who are trying to plant bombs. It's just
very selfish.
It's not an easy situation, that's for sure, because obviously if you're Israeli forces, you can't tell who's who.
Right.
So is this just another provocation, just another opportunity, just another chance? The opening of the embassy in Jerusalem, the United States opens a new embassy there, and does this just give the Palestinians and Hamas more? It isn't really the Palestinians are the, I want to say, victims, in a manner of speaking, of all of this. You're not a victim unless you're willing to be, I think. But in this circumstance, with Hamas as it is and has been, anything that they can use for their political gain, they do. It's the never ending. That's why I almost, you go through it and say, okay, this is what happened, and then kind of you move on because there's nothing new, there's nothing different, there's nothing that has changed. I know it was just another problem. If it hadn't been the opening of the embassy in Jerusalem, it'd be something else at some point in time. I would love to see an astrological chart done of, and I think I actually did ask somebody once to see what Jerusalem, you know, you can do for a country or for a business or anything. You can do the same as you can for a human being. Find out what it's, what likely is it's going forward to be its fate. And so this is, I just, one more way of trying to
figure out whether we pay any attention to this or not. I choose not to actually pay much attention to it because it's the same old, same old. I don't see a whole good, it's, okay, this is what happened. Okay, next. And that's where I am. Next. What's next, Victoria?
Well, the other big story that it seems the whole world is talking about is Meghan Markle and her family and the upcoming wedding, which is on Saturday. The family drama has reached such a fever pitch at this point. We're only days away from the wedding. Her father, Thomas Markle, yesterday officially backed out of the wedding. He's not flying to London. He will not walk her down the aisle. Apparently it caught the palace by complete surprise. They had a special security detail planned for him. They issued a statement basically just saying to the public, this is a very difficult time for Meghan Markle. Please just everybody respect her privacy.
What the hell is his problem?
This is a crazy, her family, I'm just going to say it, her family, except for her mom, they're the worst. They are the worst.
Trash. It looks like trailer trash almost to me.
Yes, exactly. Thomas Markle is living in Mexico. I don't know why. No one seems to know why. So he checked himself into the hospital last week. Apparently he had a minor heart attack. It was his second coronary episode. He checked himself out of the hospital a few days later so that he could attend the wedding. He was then caught staging paparazzi photos of him holding a tabloid magazine with a story of Meghan and Harry on the cover. His older daughter, Samantha, who is Meghan's stepsister, who has no relationship with her, she's admitted that. The stepsister, Samantha, apparently organized these paparazzi staged photos, saying that she thought it would be a good image for her dad because he had been caught in some very unflattering pictures, blah, blah, blah. It just totally backfired. It was a mess. It made the whole family look even worse.
Apparently, he was seen I guess he's a big drinker. So, he was, one of the stories that I read was that the paparazzi kept catching him buying alcohol. And so, he was trying to repair his image because he didn't want people to get the wrong idea because he was just buying that alcohol for his friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, he wanted to repair his image by planting these tabloid pictures. So, he was selling pictures of himself, like, preparing for the wedding and the weeks up to the wedding.
So there are two ways of looking at this, if I may. One, is she fortunate? Does it say a lot about her and her own ability to get out from under this trailer trash, that she's made something of herself, that she's an accomplished actress, she fell in love with a prince? It's kind of like the story of all stories. Or is she, as some have claimed in her family, the ultimate con artist? And is she,
in fact... look at the source who's saying this.
Well,
this family
that's right.
Is just
yeah.
Trashy.
Yeah.
And then I think her mother deserves a lot of credit, too. Her mother was photographed yesterday coming out of a yoga class, so not coming out of a bar or a liquor store. Mm-hmm. And so now I guess her mom, the question is who's going to walk her down the aisle. So her mom may have to fly to London earlier, go through protocols, have a security detail attached to her now instead of the father. But the other end of this that is just really, really sickening, Meghan's older half-brother, Thomas Jr., was married to a woman. They're now divorced. They had two sons who were, like, in their 20s. The ex-wife and the two sons, who are technically Meghan's, like, half-nephews, they landed in London yesterday, and everybody's wondering, what the heck are they doing here? They're not invited to the wedding. They apparently got hired to sit on some tabloid morning show to spill family secrets while the wedding is happening. It is the epitome of trailer trash.
Take the girl out of the trailer.
Oh, I feel so sorry for Meghan Markle.
But
I really
can't take the trailer out of the girl. Yeah.
Unbelievable, this family.
But she's really gotten herself, when you look at the caliber of the friends, for example, those people that are on Suits with her, there's a good bunch of wholesome people that really like her, and she really likes them. She was probably closer to them than any other group that she worked with them for 9 years. And the fact that they were all invited and they're all eager to be there and excited about it for her,
yeah.
I think says something about her as well. I don't know anything about the rest of the people other than what I've seen with the family and a bunch of bananas they are, and then the people that were on that television show with her. And so that's how I'm viewing this. As a matter of fact, do me a favor, Kara, see if you can send an email to the palace and tell them I'll walk her down the aisle. If they're really having a hard time, I'd be happy at my expense to get on a plane.
That's not weird. That's not weird at all.
Walk her down the aisle.
Sure, I'll just send a direct email right now to my link at the palace.
But the thing is, that's really sad here is there's two things that make me kind of felt like I was cringing yesterday reading this stuff. But number one, she's American, and so, you know, the royals always look down on the Americans anyway, and we're playing right into all of the horrible stereotypes with this family here. And the second part is, this is just a girl who just wants to marry a prince. Like, can't she just marry a prince in peace and quiet?
This is just so embarrassing.
There's not, you know, it is embarrassing, and I think there's something going on here. And it's because she's from my area. I have my 2 degrees, my 1 degree of separation to Meghan Markle.
So you have some insight. Maybe you need to be on that chat show in the morning over there.
Insight. I mean, I'm not ready to sell my story to a tablet because it ain't much, but I don't know.
But what, no, go ahead. What do you think?
This Harry.
What's your theory?
I feel like exactly what I said. I think you can take the girl out of the trailer, but I don't know if you could take the trailer out of the girl.
She's always been outspoken.
And I think she's, I guess she's likable enough.
Well.
Oh, yeah, she's extremely popular from, you know, what everyone is saying
really
so far.
But it's going to work. I just have this really bad feeling that this isn't going to work. I have this feeling like 2 years in, we're going to be like, oopsie.
Is this another Fergie? Is this going to be another Fergie?
Yeah, that's
kind of
what it feels like. I guess maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
She's always been a feminist. A story floating around at 11 years old, she saw a TV ad that she thought was sexist, a Procter & Gamble ad promoting dish soap stating, quote, women all over America fighting greasy pots and pans. She wrote a letter to the company to remind them that men wash dishes, too. She was 11.
They do? Wow. I didn't know that.
Really?
Talk to Lewis. He's great at it.
Yeah. I'm the only one who does them in my place, so I'm happy to wash them.
Because you're the only one in your place.
Yes. All right. So there's the story of the week, the wedding and where it goes. I think they do enough vetting, though. Don't you think the royal family would do enough vetting to steer the prince away from her with all the things that they're back and call. I can't imagine that they would really, I don't say let, but they'd encourage him to look someplace else if they thought she was going to be a problem.
Yeah, I'd be curious to know the rest of her family, the side that's, you know, all in the paparazzi photos, like how what their education level is and what their careers are or jobs, if they have careers.
We're going to go with 0, 0, and 0.
Well, just because, you know, it's not that you have to go to college or anything, but she's college educated and she got a job and she has a career and she's been doing,
did it all on her own. She didn't have any help from anybody.
Well, that's why she has no relationship with any of these hicks. I mean, this is just...
So I'm just curious to know what they're doing with their lives and if now is the opportunity to make some money off it, because that's exactly what it feels like. And that's why I'm a little inclined to think that she's not of the same cloth that her family is made from, just because it seems like she's actually gone and done something with her life and it doesn't really feel like they have.
Speaking of cloth,
she doesn't talk to them.
The cloth that covers your My Pillow is 100% cotton. If you didn't get enough rest last night, you have no one to blame but that person you look at in the mirror, because you've been listening to us talk about My Pillows now for a year. If you want to get a great night's rest every single night, great sleep, don't miss out on the My Pillow order opportunity. Get 4 pillows for the price of 2. You heard me right, 4 for the price of 2. That's 50% off the regular price. You are invited to go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Save money on pillows that are washable and dryable. That's great. 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee, better night's rest. I keep underscoring that because that's really what it's all about. The best part of this is you'll rest much better because, as Jennifer will attest, you can sort of push the pillow around the way you want it to get your neck and head cradled in that pillow. That's 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, and all kinds of other things that are available at MyPillow.com at 50% off. Use the code DJV. Get a new mattress for 50% off. Promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
The it's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
When it comes to mortgages, the internet can help you understand a lot of things, like the importance of a good credit score or the difference between an adjustable rate and a fixed rate mortgage. But when it comes to knowing what's best for you, you need more than an online search. I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Sure, information is everywhere, but don't you want knowledge you can trust? A home loan expert working with you personally from start to finish? A solid approval based on real information? Rocket Mortgage gives you options, technology when you want it, and people when you need them. We help you understand the details so you can make a confident decision and get approved in as few as 8 minutes. In fact, for 8 consecutive years, we've been ranked highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination by J.D. Power. And we're America's largest mortgage lender. So when you're looking for answers, go online, but start and finish with RocketMortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records. For J.D. Power award information, visit JDPower.com. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Rocket Mortgage results may vary.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now 23 and change after the hour on the DJ V Show with Jennifer and Victoria and Kara, a focus on television. See, last night was Monday on Showcase. I watched another episode of Billions, which is a very intriguing show, very interesting. There's all kinds of things, money and sex and intrigue, good guys and bad guys, everything you want. And a good show. It's just wrapped around a very interesting story. And the two leads, Damian Lewis and what's his face? Giamatti, Paul Giamatti. Very good. The woman who plays...
He's a good actor.
Yeah, he is. And the woman who plays the lead female personality is also very good. I can't remember her name, but she's... it's just,
I feel like
very,
this segment should be called The TV Shows I Love, and we don't know any of the actors.
Oh, well.
This is day two.
Pay more attention to the story. All right, everybody's a critic. Can we have some info about tonight then? Tuesday night, what's new tonight there, Jen?
Of course we can have some info about tonight. This one's just kind of an interesting one. Genius, Picasso on National Geographic. It's that story that Antonio Banderas is starring in, and it chronicles the life of Picasso. Banderas is actually the older Picasso, but they have different actors playing him up and telling the whole story, basically, of his life from age 17 to 40. That's on National Geographic at 10 o'clock tonight. Then a season premiere to tell you about on Bravo, Below Deck Mediterranean. This is that story where they all go out on a yacht, which is kind of fun, and they're focused on the Mediterranean this time. There's romance and nautical hijinks, according to the description. That's at 9 o'clock on Bravo. Some season finales to tell you about. NCIS New Orleans has their season finale on CBS. It's actually a two-hour episode from 9 to 11. Before that, NCIS is new tonight at 8 o'clock. ABC has Roseanne, The Middle, Blackish, Splitting Up Together, and Sandra Goes the Extra Mile on For the People at 10 o'clock. So ABC all new tonight. The CW also all new with The Flash and The 100. On Fox, MasterChef Junior is new at 8 o'clock, followed by an hour-long episode of New Girl. And on NBC, we're getting really close. The Voice has an elimination round at 8, followed by the season and series finale, I believe, of Rise. Their Spring Awakening takes place tonight at 9 o'clock on NBC, followed by an all-new episode of Chicago Med.
That's a pretty good show. I don't know whether NCIS's season finale or whether there's one they're dealing with post-Polly. I don't know whether they didn't just wait and make that the last episode. It seemed rather strange that they would send her away and then come in with some new idea at the end of the season, unless they're using it for bait for next fall, but whatever. Okay.
Let's do,
it is. 26 past the hour now. Music news time. Jason Aldean has announced a new single from his latest album, Rearview Town. The song is called Drowns the Whiskey. Follows the multi-week number one, You Make It Easy. Features guest vocals from Miranda Lambert. Drown the Whiskey marks the second time that Aldean and Lambert have recorded a song together. Back in 2007, they cut the album track Grown Woman for Aldean's Relentless album. He said, quote, "We've come up in the business together, toured together a lot early in my career, and we've always been friends. So I wanted to do something with her on the road. The thing about her is she's a great singer, but she's also a great harmony singer. She doesn't necessarily sing the harmonies technically right, which is cool. And this song, we cranked her up where it's pretty much in your face. We wanted it to be apparent that she was on the song. So she's launching the bandwagon tour with Little Big Town in July. And Aldean kicks off his High Noon Neon Tour this weekend in Kansas City. Aldean is also headlining Atlanta's SunTrust Park on July 21st with Darius Rucker reuniting Hootie and the Blowfish. Now, that's an interesting combination. So what do we make of all this? To me, this sounds just like another country moaner and groaner.
Because you just don't know what's good.
Oh,
moaner and groaner.
It is. But
Jason Aldean is actually going out on tour. You mentioned it. I just got the ticket offer. He's actually doing a bunch of shows, two shows in my area alone. So it should be good leading up to this new album.
All right. Miranda Lambert, she was Blake's wife, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So she's on the market. Has she been cozy with anybody?
She's dating a married guy right now.
She's got that married guy now.
Oh, good. 28 after the hour here on the DJB show.
Efficacy matters. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There's a difference between self-esteem and self-efficacy. Self-esteem is how you feel about yourself. Self-efficacy is how you feel about your performance. If you raise someone's self-esteem, hey, that picture you drew is beautiful, you actually do nothing for their self-efficacy. Because the reality is that even if they believe you mean what you said, they don't necessarily believe that it's true. But if you raise a person's self-efficacy, then there's a direct correlation to raising that person's self-esteem. Wow, it looks like you really took your time and put a lot of hard work into that. Raise your children's efficacy and their esteem will come up with it. Raise their self-esteem and you'll leave their efficacy hanging. I say focus on efficacy, because when you do, you will be boosting what will ultimately drive your children to succeed. Catch me on my new TV show, The Secret Life of Kids, on USA Network, starting March 16th at 9 p.m.
Hey, what's going on? What are you doing?
Oh, my gosh, no. Insomnia, please not tonight. I've got a busy day tomorrow.
Ooh, ooh, what's that sound? Wow, sounds like your partner is sound asleep. You must be jealous.
Yes.
Too bad. Come on, let's go to the kitchen. Yes, you have ice cream and cookies. Eat all of it.
Insomnia, please leave me alone.
No. Who is that? Check your phone. Ooh, scroll through social media.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, listeners, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Here we go again. Hello. More of the DJV broadcast. Doug Steffen presenting the Good Day Ladies. Victoria Keelan is here. Jennifer Horn. Kara Schillen. It's National Chocolate Chip Day. I celebrated by getting a bag full of chocolate chip cookies that are gluten-free. Very good. Very thin. Yum, yum, yum. Let's go back to 1937 on this day when Ruth Graves Wakefield from Whitman, Massachusetts, must have been curious what a bit of chocolate would do to her cookies. She was working at the Toll House Inn. She added cut-up chunks of semi-sweet Nestle chocolate to a cookie recipe. The cookies were a big success. In 1939, Wakefield signed an agreement with Nestle to add her recipe to the chocolate bar's packaging. In exchange for the recipe, Wakefield received a lifetime supply of chocolate.
It's a good deal.
There you go. And that's where Toll House cookies came from. You didn't know that, right? Now you know the rest.
I thought they came from Keebler Elves. Oh, wait. Is that different?
Yeah, that is different. Yeah, different kind of chocolate chip.
These people at Nestle included a small chopping tool with the chocolate bars. And then in 1941, they and other competitors that were in that business started selling the chocolate in chip or morsel form, little bites. Suppose if Ruth Graves Wakefield wondered what a few chopped up chunks of chocolate would be like in her baking, we wouldn't have had chocolate chip cookies, or would somebody else have come up with that idea? I think somebody else.
I don't know. But can you imagine how much her family would be worth if they had gotten a better deal than just lifetime of chocolate?
Okay, so let's see. What else can we do? Food news-wise, America has weighed in on their favorite brand of butter. Say that in 100 seconds, Fab. Favorite brand of butter. What would you say? What's your favorite brand, Jennifer, of butter?
Kerrygold, all day, every day.
Kerrygold.
Ditto,
okay.
Ditto.
Yep. Yep. All right, Kara, what do you like?
I'm trying to remember what it's called.
Butter? It's called butter.
I think I get the Land O'Lakes butter that has...
Land O'Lakes.
Yeah, it's got like olive oil, or I don't know. It's got
a touch of
nice
olive oil.
It's and like sea salt, yeah.
Isn't Kerrygold from Ireland, Victoria?
Yeah.
Is that originally where it came from? Grass-fed cows?
You can talk yourself into it being like a health food, because a lot of nutritionists will tell you if you're going to use butter that this is the one you want to use. So,
well, a lot of people,
lay it on.
Like Jack Stockwell, will tell you that butter is the best thing to cook in, and it's very good for you. It's amazing how all this stuff changes over the years. This says butter has antioxidants and nutrients because of the way the animals are fed, much better for you.
Well, it's all grass-fed butter. That's the real difference. They're not the animals aren't fed any grain. It's just all grass.
Yeah.
So it has a stronger flavor.
I stopped feeding. I was talking to somebody yesterday, actually, about the days we were selling raw milk at the farm and how the milk would taste differently depending on the season. And it did. Tasted like the grass that when this time of year the cows would go out and they'd be on grass for pretty much the whole season. Till the end of the season when the grass ran out. And then you put them on hay and or what they call baleage or corn, and it changes the flavor of the milk. And it really does. Even the Jersey milk that I was producing, it's like drinking ice cream. But you can taste if you have a palate that, people are concerned about the taste of liquor or wines especially. You have a palate for that, right, Jennifer? Different wines. It's the same sort of thing. The wines, and by the way, the same thing applies. The wines that come from areas where the soil is better, the grass is better, the milk is better. The grass is better, the wine is better. The soil is better. I mean grass for the wine. But you just know what I'm saying. The better the soil, the better the product. And it's interesting how it really is a great lesson for kids in learning how food gets to them, what the process is. We talk about it from time to time on the American Family Farmer Show, which you can listen to every week in podcast form, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, a combination of food and farm news that I think you'll find. This is really pretty interesting stuff. Might report on this week.
The butter story, back to the butter for a second, though, it is interesting that Americans have, because Kerrygold is now, we sort of buried the lead, but that is the number one selling butter in America now, and it's the Irish imported butter.
You don't have to always remind people that I buried the lead.
Sure, because the question is, why are we talking about butter?
Yeah, right. It kind of is a little misleading,
information, good information.
But it is interesting that Americans have transitioned from what they thought was healthy butter alternatives to actually now really embracing real butter. And part of the reason for it, they say, is this huge trend in the keto diet. And the keto diet is like a high-fat diet, high-protein, and it really encourages butter. Butter is like a big part of the diet.
They put it actually in coffee on that diet, don't they? The bullet coffee or whatever it's called. They actually put real butter like that into coffee just to get your fats in.
Fats. All right. By the way, in the fact department, did you know that 4 tablespoons of ketchup, which is about the amount you'd eat with an order of fries, contains the nutritional equivalent of an entire ripe tomato?
Really?
Did you know that?
Oh, I thought you were going to say something negative, like how much salt's in it.
or sugar. I was waiting for the sugar. So how many? Well, 4 what?
4 tablespoons of ketchup.
Tablespoons.
Okay, that's a lot.
Which is about what you use in an order of fries. If you put ketchup on your fries, has a nutrition without would take out the salt, take out the sugar. I'm just talking about the value of the tomato. It's a tomato.
Because it's concentrated.
Concentrated,
I get that.
Right. All right, here's another item that goes with the chocolate chip story. Chocolate considered once to be a temptation of the devil in Central America. Mountain villages in the 18th century, nobody under the age of 60 was permitted to have any kind of chocolate. And if you went to church, the rule was that if you had any chocolate, you would be excommunicated.
Whoa.
How about that?
Chocolate. That's intense.
It is pretty intense, isn't it? Speaking of that intensity, Johnny Walker is producing a Game of Thrones whiskey. And I get this because the Johnny Walker factory, I don't know if this is part of it or not, but when I was in Ireland, maybe you went as well, the place where they shoot the Game of Thrones is a huge warehouse right next to the Titanic, the new Titanic exhibit. And across the street from that is one of the Johnny Walker plants. So I'm figuring they put it all together.
Wait,
it's called
Walker's made in Scotland.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
So why are they
yeah.
doing a Game of Thrones? There's one. What's the one made in Ireland, then? What
There's
are
the whiskey?
Whiskey
made in Ireland.
Jameson?
Jameson is
That's
the biggest
it.
One.
Yeah, I went through that. No, there's an old there's one. Let's give me another name besides Jameson. I think Jameson was an old place.
There's Tullamore. There's, I don't drink whiskeys, but there's a ton of them. I don't know.
Well, there's one of them that's across the street from where they do Game of Thrones. And I'm guessing that that was the connection here, but maybe it's not. The new whiskey, a lot of mystery surrounding it. There's a 20-second clip that features the Johnny Walker logo over a Game of Thrones backdrop, being the only promotion so far that they've used. A lot of curious fans wondering on social media where Johnny Walker's people wrote, "We're excited to be partnering with HBO on White Walker by Johnny Walker, which will launch this fall." So who will pay attention to this? I thought Game of Thrones was going away.
Well, it's back next year. But it's going to be, I mean, it's the last season, but people are still super hyped about it because they've been waiting years and years and years for the last season. So now that they have a year to wait, they may as well buy some whiskey
and
drink the year away.
Yeah, but, right, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fun play on words. White Walkers are one of, they're like the villains of the show. And they're they're
going to
be a huge part. I mean, basically the last season is a gigantic war between the White Walkers, which are like ice zombies, and all of the humans. So I guess it makes sense that they're, you know,
why do you like that show?
Listen to her. She's pretty good.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, don't you want to go watch it now? All the ice
no, I don't want to watch it. Watch them chop up people with their
swords. Yeah, I don't love that part.
Kill everybody.
It's weird that I watch it because I hate the sound of swords stabbing people. I have to look away and cover my ears when I hear that part.
Great.
But I don't know. The plot is pretty good, and I've been following it for years now, so I have to, you know, finish it.
Really?
Yeah.
You have to. 43, Pastel. We have to do some sports news now. And perhaps the biggest story of the day, the Supreme Court lifted a federal ban on sports gambling, a 7-2 decision, Victoria. This is big news for New Jersey, I guess, and maybe other states as well.
For everyone.
Well, yeah, it is for everyone. New Jersey has been fighting for this for a long time. They want to have sports betting at different places like racetracks and things like that. And it's just been stalled for a long time. So it finally made it all the way up to the Supreme Court. Justice Samuel Alito, who is a New Jersey guy, he said the legalization of sports gambling requires an important policy choice, but the choice is not ours to make. Congress can regulate sports gambling directly, but if it elects not to do so, each state is now free to act on its own. So Governor Phil Murphy of New Jersey, who replaced Governor Chris Christie, that's how long this has been going on, as the lead plaintiff, he became governor in January, and he said he is thrilled that the Supreme Court finally sided with New Jersey to strike down this arbitrary ban, which has been in place for 25 years. And at the time when they put the ban in place, Nevada and I think two other states had been grandfathered in, so they were allowed to continue with sports betting, but now every state can do it. However they want to do it, each state can make up their own, you know, policy.
Social engineering, none of your business. If people want to bet, they have what, the lottery? What's the difference? Every state has a lottery, so why?
It,
the
exactly.
only reason
it
that they
no
fiddled
sense.
With this is because it competed with the state lotteries, government pushing private enterprise out of the way because they want to benefit and not have these individual groups.
Some of the professional teams... some of the professional teams in New Jersey, like the Giants and the Jets, they didn't want it either because they were afraid that there would be people betting against their team, and they were afraid some of the players would
betting.
Get involved.
Hello, call Pete Rose.
Yeah, I guess, but that's... Well, in Nevada, you can't bet on any team that is in Nevada. So you can't bet on college teams in Nevada if you're in Vegas betting. So maybe
you can bet on
like that.
You can bet on the Golden Knights, though, the hockey team.
Right. So isn't that strange, though, that they
have... In Vegas, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe college.
I thought it was just interesting to know that there's like $150 billion that get made in sports gambling bets alone just in this country. And only 3% of it is legal. The rest of it is all these illegal betting accounts.
Right.
So think about that. The government is like, we want to chime in. We want a little bit of this action. Come on.
Government is so transparent. All right. Floyd Mayweather. Is a
big-time gambler.
Yeah.
Also a gambler.
Well, he's already set for life because he's pretty rich. He earned a lot of money in the boxing ring, but he just added $100,000 to his bank account after he hit a jackpot on a video poker machine on Sunday. Some guys have all the luck, I tell you. Mm. He posted in an Instagram story Monday that he had walked away with a total of $101,250 after he bet $25 per hand, that's a lot, on a 10 hands per play poker machine. So he's playing $250. A royal flush allowed Floyd to leave the casino with a healthy profit after beginning with $20,000. Forbes reported in July 2017 that Mayweather was set to surpass $1 billion in career earnings following his fight with Conor McGregor. He hasn't shielded away from dropping massive wagers on sporting events in the past. He's collected a minimum of $100 million following his defeat of McGregor last August, so his $100,000 jackpot was just a little bit of a drop in the bucket, but kind of
so
fun.
He bet $20,000 and won $100,000. Is that basically?
Well, his bet that he won on was 10 times $250 or 25, so that would have been $250 a hand.
Does
playing?
Okay, so does this require any skill, or is this just all luck playing at one of these?
Well,
I don't know.
You have to know the basics of video poker.
10 hands per play poker. You do okay.
Yeah. You have to. I mean, just the basics. What beats what? But other than that, the machine kind of helps you.
Really.
That's amazing. I never thought anybody really wins in any of those video games. Well, I never do, at least. Maybe I'm projecting.
I won a quarter once walking through the airport in Las Vegas. That was it for me.
I play the Sex and the City game, and I just lose money all the time.
Yeah, that's the problem, is that we always play the pretty machines, and they never pay out.
All right, attention to those of you who listen to this program. A large percentage of the people listening are like me. They're small business people. They're entrepreneurs. And they're always looking for an edge. If you're looking for an edge using social media and email, may I suggest there is an email service company called EasyEmail.tech that will help you change the way people see you. And it doesn't cost a lot of money. We're not talking about thousands of dollars here. We're talking about a pittance. Consumers don't trust a business these days. They're certainly not excited about a business that doesn't have its own professional sort of email address and site address. So if you're using the usual Gmail, Hotmail, that kind of stuff, go to easyemail.tech. Make the process simple and don't spend a lot of money. Find out how you can create your own .com, .shop, .tech, .whatever you want. That's the new deal. 844-344-7607. Explore. Go there. Find out what you can do. Get an email address that you prefer. Easy email, 844-344-7607. I explained this well, don't I, ladies? Is that pretty? I sometimes wonder, people are confused. What they're getting is a new address, in essence, a new identity. And it doesn't cost a lot of money.
Well, it gives you more credibility. Instead of Doug Steffen at Gmail, it's DougSteffen at DJVShow.com.
Yeah. Or EasyEmail.tech or 844-344-7607.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEMACAMA4M. Of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Daigle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Now 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time. Doug with Victoria and an overview of a couple of important stories, starting with Equifax and its view on passport and ID images that have seemingly slipped out of their grasp. This is a, I was going to say, S-H-you-know-what company.
Yep.
And this is, these people are no effing good. That's as much of an... They are just
it keeps getting worse.
Bad.
This is a solid year now of us talking about how badly Equifax has screwed the American consumer.
Yep.
And this
and you don't have any
really,
choice in it. It's not like you could choose to do business with them.
Right. You have no choice, and it's just this, it's awful. So now the latest is that in this massive breach, which I think the number is up to about 300 million people affected by this now. So now the latest thing that Equifax is saying is that some people had images of their passports and IDs stolen. And the company only revealed this because they had to do an SEC filing. So much for being transparent, Equifax, and trying to help consumers figure out what happened to their identity. So now they're saying that on the Equifax site uploaded photos of passports, driver's licenses, social security cards, and other types of ID that people use to identify themselves, they've all been stolen. And they say that 53,000 driver's licenses, and they say at first it's 3,200 passports. I don't buy that for a minute. Everybody who uploaded a passport, that's been stolen. If you, and so you should never, ever, ever use a passport as an identification, especially uploading anything onto the internet. Never put it in an email. That's just rule
never.
Number one.
Never.
Never. Never. And your driver's license isn't much better either. That's really not a safe thing to do either. But your passport especially. Never, ever, ever do that. So Equifax said in September that people affected by the breach had only part of their driver's license information stolen. That's such a lie. I don't even know why they thought Americans would buy that. And hackers also gained information like your name and your actual physical address to your home. Once again, there's nothing you can do about this. Everyone's sort of just helpless in this sense. But what you can do, the best line of defense, freeze all of your credit reports. It's free. It's easy. It only takes a few minutes. I froze mine, my husband's, my parents', my brother's. Just go on to the three sites, TransUnion, Experian, and Equifax. Freeze your credit report. So at least if someone does have your info, they can't open new accounts in your name. And that's the best thing that you can do.
Yeah,
it's
there
a mess.
You go.
It's a mess.
Yeah. It is a mess. It's outrageous, too, frankly. Bose has released a new wearable speaker called the Soundware. This is a Framingham, Mass.-based company that does big things, is probably the best. Well, let's find out the story behind the story.
The Geek Out.
If you're somebody that prefers to play audio or take calls using the speaker on your smartphone, you might want to check out the Bose Soundware. Now, this is their new wearable from Bose that is a collar-shaped speaker. You wear it around your neck that uses patented technology to envelope your head in sound without having to stick something in or cover your ears. Now, this also means whatever you're listening to is somewhat exposed to people nearby, so you wouldn't use it on a plane or crowded office space, but if you're working solo, going for a walk, or doing chores around the house, the Soundware from Bose is an interesting option due to its good audio quality while not shutting you out from the environment around you. The Bose Soundware will set you back $300 and is available now.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
When it comes to hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need to get to a short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements.
All right, how is Airbnb working with Puerto Rico to help them out down there? What's the story with that, Victoria?
Very interesting partnership. Airbnb CEO and the Puerto Rican governor have announced a partnership saying Airbnb will launch a feature on the island that lets customers sign up for tourist attractions and events, like you can do a sunset sail or a rainforest water slide tour. And the locals are actually hosting these activities. Airbnb gets some of the money from the attractions, but the hosts actually get paid for it, which is really great because the economy there is just completely upside down.
Yeah, sure.
The situation is still upside down. It's a mess. So Airbnb says for the next 3 months it'll donate all fees from trips booked in Puerto Rico to helping revitalize the island.
Oh, good. All right, there's some good news. Good news abounds here on the DJV show at 59 past the hour.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.